KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, just a few very light sprinkles, and it's 67 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. We picked up 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours. Messina reported 1.2 inches, and Anita had a half an inch. In the news, police in Council Bluffs say a 9-year-old boy suffered only minor injuries after he rode a bicycle between two parked vehicles into the path of a moving vehicle. The accident happened around 6:19 p.m. Sunday in the 2600 block of Avenue G in Council Bluffs. An investigation determined the boy had attempted to cross Avenue G when the driver of a vehicle traveling in the westbound lane, who was unable to see the boy until it was too late, struck him. The child was not wearing a helmet and suffered a laceration to his head. He was transported to Nebraska Medicine by Council Bluffs Fire Department for treatment of his injuries. The traffic unit fully investigated the crash and no citations will be issued. Avenue G was closed for about 30 minutes following the incident. Council Bluffs police remind bicyclists to check for oncoming traffic before entering a roadway and to wear a bicycle helmet. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Clarinda woman Sunday evening. 19-year-old Sydney Nicole Sanders was arrested in Villisca at around 5:45 p.m. on a charge of providing false information. Sanders was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Red Oak police Sunday night arrested a man and woman in the 200 block of East Hammond Street. 58-year-old Dennis Edward Elliott of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:25 p.m. for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense, and breach of peace. And 53-year-old Valerie Zamora of Red Oak was arrested at around the same time for public intoxication. Her bond was set at $300, while the bond for Elliott was set at $2,000. The driver of a vehicle in Fremont County that left the road and struck several mailboxes before leaving the scene with a 10-foot-long, 1x4 board penetrating his windshield is believed to have suffered from a medical condition that caused that accident Saturday evening. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office's 63-year-old Michael Dillon of Bartlett was transported to the hospital in Hamburg for treatment of an unknown medical condition. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office's deputies located the vehicle at a residence in the 2200 block of Waubonsie Avenue. The board that penetrated the windshield became lodged just a few inches from the front seat passenger. Two minor children, including one seated in the front passenger seat, escaped injury. The Tabor Police Department, Tabor Rescue, and Thurman Fire Departments assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with that call. The Iowa State Patrol says a driver distracted by texting rammed into the back of a trooper's patrol car earlier last month. The patrol reported the crash Friday in a Facebook post. The post shows a photo of a patrol car with heavy back end damage. The accident happened on August the 8th when a young unidentified driver in Audubon hit the parked patrol car in a residential neighborhood near the trooper's home. Investigators say the driver had been texting and driving when the crash happened. No one was in the parked patrol car at the time of the crash. The driver of the car that hit it was ticketed and will pay for damages. Police in Council Bluffs responded early Saturday morning to 1400 Avenue A with regard to a man who was bleeding from his abdomen. When officers made contact with the subject, he informed that he'd been stabbed by an unknown male. The victim said also the assailant took his backpack. The victim, whose name was not released, was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation, and if you have information that might be helpful in solving the crime, you're asked to call the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. City crews in Red Oak worked into the wee hours of the morning Sunday, clearing roadways of debris from tree limbs and power lines that fell during winds that blew up to 63 miles per hour Saturday night at around 9:30. Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency said all major roadways have been cleared by around 2 a.m. Sunday, but there were still some large trees down on houses and vehicles throughout the town. Authorities say at any time if you encounter downed trees or power lines, use caution and contact the proper officials. There were no other reports of damage or injuries at last report, which was early Sunday morning. Well, soggy weather is in Iowa's extended forecast. The National Weather Service meteorologist Brad Small says the current weather pattern is locked in for a while.
We have chances for thunderstorms of varied degrees right through the middle of the week. There could very well be additional flash flood watches and additional river flooding. So there's no reason to think the potential isn't there for this situation to worsen in the coming days.
Several instances of flash flooding were reported in Iowa beginning Saturday night.
If you've been outside, you know it's very humid and muggy, and this moisture, and it's a pretty deep moisture fetch, continues to feed from Mexico up through the plains into Iowa, and that's not going to change much for the next day or so, at least.
Much of the Midwest and Great Lakes states are in the same boat when it comes to this zone of humidity. Thunderstorm activity in the evening can be deceptive, according to Small, and he advises Labor Day weekend campers to be alert.
The storm may not really seem to be severe with winds. It may not have a severe thunderstorm warning out, but certainly if a flash flood warning is issued or there's very heavy rainfall rates, it's something you need to be cognizant of and be prepared to seek higher ground. And certainly don't drive through flooded roadways.
There is a flash flood watch in effect until 1 p.m. today for all area counties in the KJAN listening area except Harrison and Shelby. In our funeral announcements, Wendy Sheeter, age 57, of Greenfield, died last Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Celebration of Life services for Wendy Sheeter will be this morning at 10:30 at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Don Culver, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greater Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life for Don Culver will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Walter Nolk, age 95, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Walter Nolk will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Bernice Woltman, age 94, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Bernice Woltman will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Gloria Bonison, age 73, of Kimbleton, died August 29th in Omaha. A private family funeral service will be held for Gloria Bonison. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family. Lorraine Vadane, age 99, of Sarasota, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lorraine Vadane will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dennis George Usher, age 71, of Harlan, died Friday at his home. Private services for Dennis Usher will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.